California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state is one step closer to reaching a $26 billion settlement with some of the largest companies that have fueled the nation's opioid crisis.
Today, we are here to announce the next step in this process and a major milestone. Well over 400 California cities and counties representing over 97% of our state's population have now signed on to this historic settlement. As a result of these local governments signing on, California now stands to receive close to our full share of the $26 billion national settlement, which is over $2 billion.
The settlement comes as a result of investigations by California and more than a dozen other state attorneys general into whether the nation's top three pharmaceutical distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal, and McKesson, fulfilled their legal duty to refuse to ship opioids to companies that submitted suspicious drug orders. It also settles an investigation into whether pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson misled patients and doctors about the addictive nature of opioid drugs. When finalized, the settlement will resolve the claims of states and local governments across the country, including nearly 4,000 that have filed lawsuits in federal and state courts. Bonta says the $2 billion slated for California will help bring desperately needed relief to those struggling with opioid addiction.
Mothers, sons, fathers, daughters, friends pushed into the tentacles of addiction. During this crisis, over 1 million Americans have died from an overdose. So tragic. Fathers found dead alone on cold sidewalks. Mothers dead behind locked doors discovered by their children. Today's announcement can't bring back those lives. It can't heal the devastating pain families still cope with, but it can prevent future death, future pain. It can provide our cities and our towns with the resources that they need to tackle this epidemic.
The settlement also includes industry changes Bonta says will help prevent another crisis of its kind. Companies have until February 25th. Payments could begin in April. Bonta's announcement comes on the heels of another opioid settlement his office announced earlier this week with McKinsey & Company for more than $500 million, of which California is set to receive nearly $60 million. And California still has another lawsuit pending with Purdue Pharma for driving the nation's opioid crisis. That could bring in more money to help the state battle an epidemic that killed more than 68,000 people in 2020, according to the latest figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.